Shining City Audio, a John Meacham and C-13 original studio. On June 22, 1941, Adolf Hitler invades the Soviet Union. I'm John Meacham, and this is Reflections of History.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Winston Churchill, as usual, may have put it best. Ask why he was being supportive of his longtime nemesis, the Soviet Union, in the wake of today's events. Churchill said that if Hitler invaded hell, he'd find a kind word to say about the devil in the House of Commons. On this date in 1941, Nazi Germany broke its non-aggression pact with the Soviet Union and launched a full-scale invasion to the east. It was one of the hinges of history, for Hitler's forces would be exhausted and depleted by the war in the east, and this was a military fact that helped make the success of the Anglo-American-led action in northern France in 1944 possible. Suddenly, enemies were allies. Led by Joseph Stalin, the Soviet Union allied itself with Franklin Roosevelt's America and Winston Churchill's Great Britain. Churchill believed that Hitler had to be destroyed at any cost. As the Prime Minister put it on this date, he remained focused on defeating the bloodthirsty gutter snipe. If an alliance with Stalin was a means to that end, then so be it. In an editorial, the New York Times wrote, "With a sudden fury which seems in one dramatic moment to epitomize the whole long record of their internal violence, the two great revolutionary regimes of modern times have now been thrown into mortal combat." The move was not exactly a surprise. In Mein Kampf, Hitler had written, "We must never forget that the regents of present-day Russia are common blood-stained criminals, that here is the scum of humanity." What is surprising, even now, is how badly Hitler miscalculated militarily. Two front wars are notoriously difficult to win. Together with the decision not to destroy the British forces at Dunkirk, and in December 1941 to declare war on the United States, the invasion of the Soviet Union would be a mistake from which Hitler would blessedly never recover. As Churchill said on this date, "It is not too much to say here, this pleasant summer evening, that the lives and happiness of 1,000,000,000 additional human beings are now menaced with brutal Nazi violence. That is enough to make us hold our breath. But presently I shall show you something else that lies behind, and something that touches very nearly the life of Britain and of the United States. The Nazi regime is indistinguishable from the worst features of communism. But the past, with its crimes, its follies, and its tragedies, flashes away. I see the Russian soldiers standing on the threshold of their native land, guarding the fields which their fathers have tilled from time immemorial. I see them guarding their homes, their mothers and their wives pray, ah yes, for there are times when all pray for the safety of their loved ones, for the return of the breadwinner, of the champion, of their protectors." In our own time, as a new regime in Russia seeks the illegal domination of a neighboring sovereign nation, it is well to remember the lesson of this day, that an attack on liberty far away is nevertheless an attack on liberty everywhere. As Churchill said, "The Russian danger is our danger, and the danger of the United States, just as the cause of any Russian fighting for his hearth and home, is the cause of free men and free peoples in every quarter of the globe." Every quarter of the globe.
Thank you for listening to Reflections of History, a creation of Shining City Audio, a C-13 Originals and John Meacham studio. Reflections of History is executive produced by me, John Meacham, and Chris Corcoran, Chief Content Officer and Founding Partner of Cadence 13. Production and editing led by Lloyd Lockridge and Chris Basil. Production assistance and operations by Andy Jaskowitz, Adam Macias, and Kelly Rafferty. Cadence 13 is an Odyssey company.
Do you wake up in a cold sweat from your work dreams?
Have a coworker who keeps inviting you to do escape rooms?
Can't get a coworker to agree to do escape rooms?
Or are you just genuinely not sure how to take the next step in your career?
I'm Kate.
And I'm Kim. And together we run Amy Poehler's company, Paper Kite Productions.
We've been friends and colleagues for years, so we know how important it is to feel like someone has your back at work.
And we want to be that for you.
So we're hosting a weekly advice show where we answer all your work-related questions.
Something amazing happened. I got offered my dream job.
How am I supposed to bring this up to him without hurting his feelings? What should I do?
I want to skip the pleasantries without being an asshole.
Careful, money and friends, they don't mix, babes.
They don't. And don't work with your friends, make your friends at work.
All right, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but that was actually $1 million advice.
Whether you need advice or just love to listen to other people's problems, this show is for you.
Listen and follow Million Dollar Advice, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.